that will be perching on the house.
Of Yudam and Aleph. Peyot Kutz La'aretz, Mitzvah of Aretz, Hayav L'Chala. Since Chala is defined by the time of the actual Yod, by the way, I had such an interesting thought yesterday, that the uniqueness of Chala is the Bo'achem, right? But there's no din of the 14 years, like we said before, there's no Yudal Shana before the Yod brought. But it says in the Pasuk, Vavakem means as soon as you're done. Yeah, so it says, Mishuna biyazos b'kol biyaz, right? Mm-hmm. That seems to be directly, no, they had a miragun. Because it was Kibush that they were afraid of. Did you, right? Kibush and Kibush, that they were, that's what they said we wouldn't be able to do. It can't be a coincidence. The only one of the things that's mentioned in that parsha is Chala, where you don't need Kibush for Kibush. Which immediately before Hashem, which means that you already have some kind of sacrifice to go without these. You know, I don't know. I don't understand it, but I forget next year maybe I'll try to give you sure. Okay. That's when I come to understand everything. You know, it's the his errors of looking at Barnea.
The month stopping and having to do with bread, all those things.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm not sure that's my idea, this particular point. But there are some Moragon particular. Anyway, okay, thank you. So since it's no deal over here, not the agriculture, but rather the mitzvah of the creation of the dough, if you make the dough in Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter that the grain that you're making the dough with.
Still overwhelming majority. Right. I mean, first of all, because they wouldn't get a hesher because of the problem of kodesh. Mm-hmm. That was the real reason. They would use the imported grain, which was old grain, but not the grain from Eretz Yisrael, which was new grain, because then it wasn't kosher for the first part of the year.
But we
don't
need grain and rice for
everything. Right, and you have to wait longer. Right, so for those, whatever, 4 months, 5 months, it's not kosher. So that's why all the grain, all the major flour that was being used by the bread and manufacturers all over the country wasn't getting a hefty. That's when that was going on. That's when I remember it from. They, you know, just the unimportant all the time. Before the big bakeries had a hefty, like Angels was never kosher. And Berman is never kosher. Those were like the, anybody would eat that. Yeah, those would look like as the, you know, the very modern. I mean, only fried people could eat from those. That was the field. Those were the Shilani bakeries. And I'm always looking at that bread. Oh wow, because you'd eat that bread. It's actually white bread. But anyway, but then when they got to have fair, so then, you know. Liver badata, sure, too.
They told what?
That was part of it. It was going to be a Kurdish problem.
Was a problem too, when Americans had a lot of old grain, then they gave it all to Russia or something, and then there was all new grain.
I don't know about that thing. Yeah, that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It just started, yeah. Probably like 5 years ago. No, I don't know about that. It's just a cloak.
Oh, the wheat
is ripened
after 16.
Has to wait until the
owner. No, I thought anything that was harvested after this time, it has to ripen before
this,
right?
Yeah, well, it has to be sufficiently grown. Sufficiently grown.
So we can still
be able to get a problem. Yeah, it's insane. I hope what you're saying isn't true. I bet we can't, I mean, possibly, if it's true. But you read it in agriculture now, the border problem.
Right.
Anyway, what about the other direction? How about Yasa Mikan Lisham? How about if you take out Paris of Eretz Yisrael and you make dough from an equipper? So Rabbi Yezim B'chayev and Rabbi Akiva Poter. So according to Rabbi Akiva, the only thing that counts is the actual mice of making the pizza. So according to him, it doesn't matter whether Paris equipper is in Eretz Yisrael or vice versa, Paris of Eretz Yisrael, but Paris, because according to where you made it. Yeah, Paris just means the food of. therefore, which part? Shabbat Svinala art. Chayav b'Asrot b'Ashvit. Bring the actual dirt from Kutvart Nabot. When it comes to the Eretz Yisrael, it comes into Eretz Yisrael, it becomes chayav in Shumet and Maitre. So, things that are growing, even the things that are growing in the boat, even. So at that point, it becomes a chayav because it's like a snuggle. Okay, so this would have to be, depending on where it is, but those tchum could be all the way in the Mediterranean, anywhere in the Mediterranean. According to Rav Yehuda, it goes all the way out right to Gibraltar. And, we're just waiting to set claim to Gibraltar. It's really nice out there.
Well,
Rav Yehuda says, Rav Yehuda, no. This is not true. It stops because it's not just in a Goshesh. This is only, not if it's in the Gmula, it's the right throw. It has to actually be touching the ground of Eretz Yisrael, because it wouldn't matter if it was on the water, then it would be as if it were suspended in the middle of the air. It has to be connected to the ground of Eretz Yisrael. So to say that the sea bottom is the ground, that wouldn't help to be mechayev. I told you we'd be discussing this. The guy who asked it. So how about if you use, instead of water, you use mei peirot to make your dough? Chayevet b'chala. So the only difference is that even though it's chayevet b'chala, it's not mukshel kavol tumah. And therefore, it's nechalot v'yadayim nesil avot, because mei peirot can't be mafshir. So the problem of the tumah on the chala isn't the problem. It can't be mukavol tumah.
This isn't an issue in the
Brach,
but it's in the
Brach. Yeah, in the Brach it's a different issue. But as far as the type of dough, it's the same, it's considered to be the same. In other words, there's a good point to believe a rock, or believe all of them, it's sure the way you're going to bake it, but not whether it contains juices in it. Ha'yisha yoshevet v'kotza chalata aruma v'zei sheyechola l'chatzot et hasnot. A woman can be naked and still make a Brach, because she can simply cover herself up by putting her legs together, sitting down and putting her legs together. No. What? She's not reliant on her bone. I know. Havol lo ha'ish, but the male's genitals would be exposed, and therefore he's not able to make a bracha naked, so he has to be wearing something. Says the Gemara, Perot chutzlaret, k'siv al aretz asher ani mevi etem shama, in shama atem chayavim, but in atem chayavim b'chutz la'aretz. Tony, this is Divrei Rabbi Meir. Aval Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, as we see in the Mishnah, that there is a yotzei mikan l'sham, that the Shita says that's machayim. Aval Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, peiros chutz la'aretz shenichsu la'aretz. Rabbi Eliezer poter, Rabbi Akiva mechayev. What would be the sword of Rabbi Eliezer to be poter? Because he says, because it says lechem ha'aretz, and this is not lechem ha'aretz, but lechem chutzlaretz. My time is Rabbi Akiva, who's Machayim. He says ela aretz asher ani mevi etem shama, and all that counts is that shama atem chayavim. It doesn't matter what it is that you have; it matters where you are. So shama atem chayavim, whether it's fair to us, whether it's fair to us. And on the time of Rabbi Eliezer, time of Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Eliezer understand the pasuk that Rabbi Akiva understands this way? He said, El Haaretz Asher Ani Mevi Etchem Shama. He has to explain that as it's missing the word, B'Peirot Haaretz. The Shama meaning for its Peirot, not just where it is. Chavraya B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi B'Shem Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Law, the Shem Rav Rish Lakish, says, Kach Meshiv Rabbi Akiva's Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Akiva's time at Rabbi Eliezer was like this. Eina tam modi li, isha ashi nichtesu yisor loretz mosu kimachim tzvotel shen kayabim b'chala, v'lav gidu lai tzurein b'hu mek avonim. He time at Rabbi Eliezer, but your maida that as soon as Kla Yisrael came in, because it says b'vo'achem, where did you get food to eat b'vo'achem? Only by eating the food of the goyim that are already grown, right? But those things grew b'ptur. So why, if you make challah out of them, do you have to take challah? Because the parents of Barakam. So what's the difference with a Guru and Kutvaris? A Guru and Eretz Yisrael that has it in Kutvaris. It's the same thing. And yet you're more than that it's higher, right? And he has to be Makamah. He didn't have an answer to that. Rabbi Akiva disproved his Shita from showing it was inconsistent with his own Tzvara.
So why today are we knowing how
it's Kutvaris? Because of the I'm amazed that he was Makabo this taina. It's not a taina at all. Taman actual Nisimusullah and the Matreya Yoshua over there, there's no riot at all, because when they came into Eretz Yisrael, that Yerusha's Eretz Yisrael was, this is an amazing Gemara, was the embodiment of the Yerusha of Avram Avinu L'Mafreya. Right. Because, in other words, Avram Avinu was given Eretz Yisrael personally, essentially. Except that it was given Lo L'Zaro Acharav. So it means when it becomes Zaro Acharav, then L'Mafreya, it belongs to him. Which means at the moment that they came into Eretz Yisrael, then they turned what had grown there into Gidulei Chiyuv, not Gidulei Patur. So how can you bring a riot from the Gidulei Keturah over here? I think if you bring from Kutvaris, it's really Kutvaris. It's really Gidulei
Keturah.
Yes. He's saying, why would Rebbe Eliezer have been Makabel such a question? It's not even a question. Right?
Why is it that the parallel between Avram and Yisrael that the Yichas Kutvaris is
very interesting. Don't know. I'll need more information for that one. It sounds fascinating, though. But as soon as you bring it to me, I will sit here fascinated and entranced. But meanwhile, please don't go into a trance. And let's provide you. The Amr of Hunnah B'Shem Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman. L'Zarakah Etein Ein Sivcha. L'Zarakah Natati. Which means Kvar Natati. That means it was given to you already from before. It doesn't say L'Zarakah Etein. How is that possible? Right? If it can you tell us so much in the future? How can you say L'Zarakah Natati? So therefore it must be that they were your age from before. But it required the Tanai that they should actually go in. Right? L'Zarakah Natati means it's already given.
Right.
If it's already given, there has to be a point in which it's considered to be theirs from immediately, as Hashem said it. So even though Lamaisa didn't take place yet, right? I guess for our Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's okay. I mean, it's interesting because everybody's motive lived over Shalom Olam, and that's not okay. Dover Shalom Olam Meila. I mean, the land is Dover Olam. But a Dover to a person that was Shalom Olam is different. That's worse. That's
better.
Right. I mean, that's the question of Shad, isn't that? That's what you mean. That, like it says, as a matter of fact, in the portion there it says, Ke Natati Kesef Al-Sadeh Kachimani. It's as if it's already done, because in my mind it's like completed. But that's the question of Shad. The Bambio. If you're telling me that means boys are different. Yachid Yisrael Mishpacha Oshay Vishah Hokhu V'kafshula Atzman Makom Afilu Min Arachim Tmel Avram Einu Nika Eretz Yisrael Kidei Shiyanhiga Bokal Mitzvah Chalak Yeshua Bekiru Kodat Yerushua Shvatim אבל בשלום נכבשה, כדי שלא יהיה כי בשביל החשייה את השם הזה, יהיה פה שלטה, נראה. Is it what you're referring to?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay? It sure doesn't have anything much to do with what you're returning.
If you hold that to be a dummy, it's for food, and it's only for food. Right, the whole
name is Muslim, they crossed in. Yes, one children come in.
I just came in now, we crossed the yard in. Right. So this is all said, oh, the name's already yours. They don't have to go to this land. It's already yours. I don't have to avoid the key to the opposition.
It's only yours after you're there.
I'm there, I crossed in. I don't have to go to all the different places.
Well, so how are you making calls there when you get there?
No.
Every place that you're making challah, you have to be in order to make the challah.
Why are you saying that?
Because that's what the Gemara says. The challah says. So shama, wherever you are, that challah becomes fine. But it didn't say anything else. It didn't say anything more than that. So you'd be able to bring Ryan. You see, whatever food they took was already there by virtue of their having taken it. Was the mafreya there? It doesn't say at what point they took it from. But it's okay. It's like the Avril of Inon Yamaka, right? It's an excellent line.
So why do you have to worry about Kibbutz Yoke if it's already not happening? Why is it sure I have to give out that way if it's basically already there?
Because the what makes it there is Kibbutz. And Kibbutz Yoke is actually Kibbutz.
If there is a good house, Kibbutz is not just from walking in.
No.
No.
That is it. He's saying that the moment that the raya was from Rabbi Akiva that the stuff that they got when they took work had the shashanif mitzvah, wherever they were, the shashanif mitzvah, so that part of the shashanif mitzvah they were in already. That they came in as all of Klal Yisrael. Now they're going to be splitting up, and each one is going to be going in the Kodesh section. What makes that area that they go to a kibush of the Ravim? The fact that it was understood that everyone got his chelik, and now they're going, each one is fighting, so to speak, for the Yerusha that's already been split up. So therefore I'm not really fighting only for myself, I'm fighting as the agency of the original chelik of Eretz Yisrael. That still needs to be a kibush of the Ravim.
I didn't understand.
If you come in there at the Yericho and you come to Yericho, that's the Kibush in that area. I mean, it's not the Sheva Shekotshu. Were the Meraglim Chayev and Kala when they went in there to Shul? Because of this. Could Yoshua and could Pinchas and Kalei eat without taking off Kala? Probably yes, right? I'm not saying that anybody who ever went in there at all. Geez, but that's what I was saying. That as soon as you get in, that's already. And what you have, you have. Like this, we require the Kibush of Yom Kippur all of Eretz Yisrael in order for there to be anything that's for Yom Kippur. I mean, there's two separate issues over here. The part about when you're fired, and the part about that this has a din of mafreya, and not directly interrelated. And two separate issues, I think. In any event, continuing on. So therefore, I don't understand what is riot. And how does Rabbi Akiva understand Rabbi Eliezer? Of course, Mama Kaim Rabbi Akiva, time of Rabbi Eliezer. He says, Lechem Ha'aretz. What's the meaning of Lechem Ha'aretz? Lechem Ha'aretz can mean that even Lechem Chutz La'aretz is Lechem Ha'aretz. B'svina sh'nichnasa La'aretz im kirmu panel menachut v'lesim chayevet. He's saying like this. You draw a line out from the borders of Eretz Yisrael into the Yam, or that area that's whatever that line is. I mean, if you connect it, it's the Machlokes that it's drawn. It's the Machlokes, whether it's drawn out, or whether it's drawn from Tuei Amnon to Nachum Mitzrayim, right? That, but whatever Shita you hold, as soon as it gets into that area, so the meaning over there is that Lechem that's made in Oretz is higher. Right? So that's what he's saying, that if you made, let's say, even if you did, the Isa in Chutz La'aretz, And you're cooking now, you're baking that bread in your svina.
In Eretz Yisrael?
No, no. And the svina comes into the Krum Eretz Yisrael, and the Krimat Tameha in the tanur, the last part of the baking of the bread when it turns brown, on top takes place inside the chut, inside the gvul, and it's chayat. Even though normally we say that it's the actual making of the Giza, that's Machayev, as we said all along, and over here it's outside, comes along with Yekim and says that this Pesach is Gufa coming to tell me that when it comes to Peros Chutzlaret, the Dovah that's Koveya is the actual baking. And that's why it says, Milechem, or there's an element where the Lechem defines it rather than Arisotechem. So if it comes to be Oret versus Chutzlaret, what is the criteria for Oret, Lechem, Shemamah finish? This was every, Lagabi, all of the questions, Arisotechem is Machayek. Lagabi, the definition of whether this is called Oret, Lagabi, the Chiyuv, or Chutzlaret, Lagabi, the Ptur, it's where it became Lechem. And where it became Lechem is Krimas Pun. It's an unbelievable view of the process. It does. If something is in movement, the Rekiva says the thing that defines the moment of Chiyav is Lechem, as opposed to the dough. Because it says Lechem Ha'aret. That the Aret is defined by the moment at which it became Lechem.
But why bring an example of the Chiyav? If you did it to Aaron and it came very strong.
Yeah, because that's not as much of a chiddush. I mean, over here, the norm is that even if you're in the process of baking, and you just have to cross, you can say, yeah, of course it would be true. But if you cross the line at that point before it was pretty much fun, it's
day?
Very dramatic.
Yeah. What's the modern day time for that?
For pretty much
fun. What is the beginning
of the initiative? Territory water is very modern. Yeah. Okay. So lovely finish. Avaited Rabbi Akiva. He is Svinatan. He is Tzadkoi. He is Masatan. Makolai Lakacha Klima Netanur. So according to Rabbi Akiva, whatever the situation would be, that whether we're talking about a Svina that's on its way in, or whether it's talking about the din of the Goy Tua, who's now importing it in Vesterol, what any shaila has to do with defining Kutzlaret versus Eretz Yisrael, it all goes after Hakrima. As long as you find the lesson being made in Eretz Yisrael, it's chayav, even though you probably say cross from Kutzlaret and so on. Now, modim the Chachamim, the Rabbi Akiva, Kach Nasatan La'aret, Shakol Rechach Hakrima. Even though we just saw there's a machlokes by Svina, we'll see later on there's a machlokes by Nochri. However, their moda that this element of bevoachem, that is mashma, that there's a chiyuv the instant that you come in. So, what point is that machayev? It's obviously the isur was already made, must be the point of the krima. The Rebbe Eliezer, we see if Rebbe Akiva asked this question for Rebbe Eliezer, are you not moda about the Vachem? And Rebbe Eliezer accepted it from him. So in other words, he agrees that the Vachem means that even if you came into Eretz Yisrael and you find dough, right, that the Vachem you would be hired. Why is that? I thought, so apparently, the Lechem Ha'aretz part they agree on. They just don't agree that that's a general definition of let's say that it was owned by a ger. And at that point, he became a ger after he made his butt. So that they can open the door. Maybe close this door. Right, so the ger had made the batzek, there they hold it goes according to the Arisa. But if there's an actual import, you came in there to throw, obviously they hold of that, because otherwise Rebbe Eliezer should have said, I disagree with your old Zvorah, and said he accepted it from him. Apparently bevarachem, even according to them, means whatever point you come in, at that point it does really become chayav. Even if it was a bus ticket, it becomes chayav.
That was there when you got there.
Yeah, that was there when you got there. Rabbi Yonah Goy came in with Yirmiya. B'shashi nichnesu Yisrael ha'aretz. U'matzeh kemach lacha. Moshe teyatsur mishum chalash. Now he, Rabbi Yonah, he wasn't privy to this discussion. So he asked, what would be the din? Since you have now kemach, is this kemach, is it considered to be chodesh? So do we say that something that was already growing the heter suddenly becomes usher, or only those things that grew the iser? Omale lama lo. Why wouldn't it be? Because ad kedon lacha. Okay, that's if it grew at least a little bit. You said kemach lacha. That means that it's very fresh. It grew a little bit after the time of the yisr. How about yivesha? How about if it was already completely grown and dried by the time you came into Eretz Yisrael? Oh, Malay, I don't care if it's yivesha. I don't care if it's surah. It doesn't matter. So me'ata afilo kitim ba'aliyah. So even if now I have last year's kitim that are stored, and I should say that now that we came into Eretz Yisrael, we should now have to after that, even though it was like some years before, maybe, because if you can't, now it becomes chodesh because we came in there. So we haven't brought the army yet till tomorrow.
No, it's future.
But it completely grew. It came. It grew in years that weren't this old. So why don't you say the same thing? Afilo kitim ba'aliyah should be chayav, right? Because you're saying that it doesn't matter when it grew. I mean, normally it grows only the Yisr.
See what it says in the Mishnah, that it's the highest of the
Yisrara? No.
It gives a hemet, right?
No, but it says...
That,
yeah, exactly. So that's what he's saying. So that means that there are... Kach ani omer lo yochlu Yisrael matah b'leilei ha-Pesach. That would mean, because they came into Eretz Yisrael before the Omer, right? They came in before Pesach. They came in on the 10th. And then, that is the Ferish. That's all about it. Okay, so they came in on the 10th. How could they have eaten matzah on Pesach if all of the chitim would have still been off? If what you're saying would be true. Now, chitim ba'aliyah would be off. Omer Biona, in the Nafkos, yet lo amitli, when I went out, as usual, and at the time I never think of the answer, but after I walked out, of course, then I said, oh, why didn't I tell him? I could have said, Shani, she misses a say, don't commit to Zosha. Why didn't I tell him that it was an answer to Zosha? So they ate matzah and a finami, it was chodesh, but they ate to be mekayim and mitzvah matzah. That's all, that's what I should have said. And now I'll die to the Rabbi Yonah, the Omar, this is the Dor Chalosetah. Hapa fisha ena ktuva b'tzidah, even if it's not written together with that mitzvah, to show that they're interrelated, Neich, Rabbi Yossi holds that the only time we say es is Dor Chalosetah is where they're put together, because that's Kalayim B'tzitzit. So, okay, there where the Torah makes the two interrelated, so fine, so Rabbi Yossi can ask, how can, worked out very well, Rabbi Yosef, but she thought she could ask Rabbi Yonah, how could they have eaten matzah? Matzah is not related to Chodesh. So it wouldn't have been the help, that's what the Chodesh said. But Rabbi Yonah, she thought she should have said, huh? There's another proof that I'm right. That, and it says, but Chodesh said, even if it's not written that she does. About to Rabbi Yosef, the Amar in mitzvah to say, Dochal mitzvah Chodesh said, Ela in Cain, I text about the Chodesh, that's why it, yes, how indeed did they eat matzah? Okay? And the Gemara answers, Bashayu Tagere Agoyim, Bokhrim Lehem, Bokhrim Yishmo. They were able to eat from the chitim, indeed, that they had. They were able to eat from what was sold to them afterwards. What about
Chodesh?
Where for that matter, feet of Aliyah? Why do they hold? What was the problem? What did they do about the Chodesh? They held Rabbi Yishmael. ראשון הכל ביות שנאמרו להם בתורה ויעקר הבית לשנה נאמרו. After 14 years, that is the meaning of Bia. Sheva shekipshu v'sheva shefilku. And therefore there was the halal, no problem at all. They could have eaten anything that they would have liked. They could have either eaten from Chogoyim, which is no kisser, if it's coming from Kutzlaris, from Tuchadach, if it's Goya Shepun, or that you needed 14 years. So one of those shittas, that's what the Rishonim on, you asked before about Chodesh, and the Kutzlaris, the Rishonim on that, except recently everybody said, in Mafner, is that Tua Chadash of Goyim, and Kutzlaris is Mutter.
Yeah,
there's no Israel Kaddish. Everybody relied on it for all the years that people remember until it was rediscovered in the latest, Quarter of the Month Club, but there's no real basis for that.
Really?
Of course there is. But that is Allah. It doesn't seem to have been. It seems to have been because of the fact that there's no access to older grains. So therefore they came to rely on us. But if we could have access, and we of course can do whatever we want, being such a strong block of a market, it has to be. So therefore we can force them to give us Yosha.
In 1977,
the temple said, it's the Chumrah
of the year. This year's Chumrah is Chumrah. Every year is the Chumrah.
That long
or no? But then it was one Chumrah a year. And that's the very split.
I don't know. They always pick it up from Eretz Yisrael anyway. Hey, it's Rabbi Von Bakan. Look, see, Vayaflomi Avora Aretz Mimokorata Persa. How can you say such a thing? It says the Pharisees that they only ate the produce of Eretz Yisrael. Mimokorata Persa. Now, we know what that means, Mimokorata Persa. Mimokrata Pesach means what it always does. The day after the Yontif, which is on the 16th, right? So you eat the Pesach on the 15th. Mimokrata Pesach would be on the 16th, which means that they needed to bring the Korban over. So it's saying that they rushed it, they asked it right away, and you're saying it only became Osir after 14 years. How do you understand the prophet? If they only ate on the 16th. Right? So it must be. But it was out there before the 60s. The Torah, there's no way that Rabbi Shmuel can get out of it. Hey, Rabbi Lazar, where are we up to here? All right. So then let's feel it. Now we have a shame.